Check your political correctness at the door. It's time for the Kate Daly Show.
I am William Wallace, and I see a whole army of my countrymen here in defiance of tyranny. You've come to fight as free men, and free men you are. What will you do with that freedom? Will you fight? No! We will run! And we will live. Aye. Fight and you may die. Run and you'll live. At least a while. And dying in your beds many years from now, would you be willing to train all the days from this day to that for one chance, just one chance, to come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom!
One of my favorite movie clips. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. So glad that you're tuned in today on a Friday. And I have a special treat for you. Professor David Clemens is joining me. And today's show, I am going to take calls later on in the show. I'll also be asking Professor David Clemens about this too, about hope. What gives you hope right now? And sometimes we need to be reminded about all the good things that are going on right now. And people like David Clemens, I've had Professor Clemens on my show before, and he has been instrumental in spending his time talking about election fraud, which right now is the elephant in the room. No one's addressing everything. Everybody thinks magic, you know, fairy dust has been sprinkled over the elections, and everyone's so busy campaigning and so busy doing all of this, knowing that we haven't done anything about these elections in a real majority sort of way in America. Okay. And so what are we going to do to get people to realize that we're coming up against the same problem again, and we're not really going to all these county commissioners across the country and getting them to realize election fraud or do anything about it if they've already realized it's there? I can't imagine living in America right now and not seeing what's so obvious. But you know what? I get surprised all the time. But I am going to take your calls. And so be thinking about what gives you hope and what drives you, because I want to take your calls today and I want you to be able to sound off. And the number is right on the website, katedalyradio.com, 888-673-1450. Anyone can call in, and I actually encourage you to do that. Professor David Clemens, how are you?
I'm doing well, Kate. Thanks for having me.
You bet. You bet. You know, I'm such an admirer of yours because I know you're a truth seeker, and I know that you're putting out in the world something as one person can do, some information that all of us need to understand in America. And you have a new documentary, and I want you to tell people about this documentary.
Yeah, well, it's called Let My People Go, mm-hmm. and it's the most censored film in America. So if you haven't heard of it, there's a reason why. Right. We launched it on December 15th and experienced a major distributed denial of service hack against our servers. Our initial DVD company canceled us. Our credit card processing company canceled us. They seized hundreds of thousands of dollars that we raised from the film that we haven't seen a penny of.
What?
And I've also, you know, been targeted by the IRS. 3 days after the launch, they sent me a notice for tens of thousands of dollars. So they're really trying to put the screws in. And then our major promotional partners on the day of the launch got cold feet because of the verdict from Ruby Freeman against Rudy Giuliani for $148 million. So there is this massive third rail phenomena going on with Conservative Inc., where you can put out lots of, mm-hmm. you know, feel-good films. And I'll put some of the Dinesh D'Souza ones in there. I think they're good films. But you'll notice that every one of them intentionally omits any discussion of the machine vendors, the software vendors, which optimize the landscape for rigged selections. And we were asked by many if you'll just take out Dominion, if you'll just take out ESNS, if you'll just take out your commentary on the Department of Homeland Security and Ruby Freeman, we can get behind and sell this film. And I refuse to do that. Okay. And so as of a few days ago, we've made the film free, and we're giving express permission for people to upload it, burn it, rip it. We want it to be the most pirated and bootlegged film in history. And we've, in I guess about 70 hours, we've had about 300,000 views of the film through different channels. And what's cool is whatever influencers out there, they get the views. We don't even ask that they go to my channel or some influencer's channel. They can take the film and do whatever they want with it.
Wow.
And so that's the big news, and it really focuses on the plight of stolen, rigged elections and our J6ers, and we eviscerate every false talking point put out by the mainstream media. There's an industrial film within the film that really gives you all of the evidence with painstaking clarity on how these machines and the software is subverted routinely as a matter of course. And all with the hopes that we will rise up as the American people to throw off the invisible chains as well as the real ones that are fastened to our J6 countrymen.
Man, I respect you. I really do. And you know what? I don't say that lightly because there are so many people that are truly not really on the side of liberty as much as they say they are. And so when someone comes along that's actually trying to do something huge and trying to bring this kind of awareness, I can't tell you how much I respect that. So thank you so much for what you're doing. Let my people go. Talk to me about what's in the movie, what's in the film that they need to see.
Yeah. Well, it opens up with a propaganda trailer that gives you all of the
narrative,
you know, the yeah. official narrative. And we do it in kind of like a South Park meets the 1950s
nice.
Informational video. And then we talk about the two major barriers, even before we get to the mechanical breakdown of what's going on with our elections, but we get into the psychology of propaganda. And because many times people have said, well, Dave, if there is evidence, how come the courts don't deal with it?
Exactly.
Or if there's evidence, how come Fox News doesn't say it? And so we had to address that from looking at the Ashline test, the Milgram experiment. And these are all group conformity,
Stanford-based
yeah. tests where people can just ignore the evidence because of, you know, fear of being rejected by the herd. And then we also address heavily the faith component of what happens when you reject a Judeo-Christian God from the public square. Something else comes and inhabits it. And the reason why we hit on that, Kate, quite heavily in the film is, you know, if people can't understand that we live in a society where a person can choose to identify as a woman, a child, a boy, all in the same day.
Yeah.
And there's no way you're going to prevail against that type of depravity on rigged elections if you can't even have an honest conversation with whether someone is a male or a female. And so that's
true.
Part of the dynamic. Then the heart of the film really is the plight of the J6 prisoners and the breakdown of our election system, input to output. And unlike all the other documentaries, we actually end you on a hopeful high note with a prescription to get back your country. And it's probably the least sexiest prescription out there because it involves runt everyday labor of the American people to stand up and reclaim their communities. But we showcase victory after victory at the end of the film. And so very, very proud of it. And if people are interested in getting their own copy, like I said, it's free at frankspeech.com. You can upload your own MP4, or there's probably 24 uploads on Rumble on people's own channel, so you can watch the whole thing. Just put it in the search engine, you'll find it.
Awesome. I'll put it on my Rumble channel as well. And I'm also on frankspeech.com. This show is every night. And so I encourage people to go to frankspeech.com to get that. You know, it's interesting. I was on the War Room with Steve Bannon this week, and I talked at the very end about the fact that we're not moving the needle in the count, over 3,000 counties plus in this country that could absolutely do so much to save this country's elections without having anything federal have to happen. I mean, the counties could do it. Where are we at? Because some people, you know, wrote to me and said, well, Mike Lindell's done all this work and there's been a lot of work done. And I love what Mike's done. I just don't see the counties in any overwhelming way at all doing anything about it. In fact, they're ignoring it. And part of a, you know, they're giving their allegiance to the state, to the bought and paid for governors. And they're not listening to the people trying to say, you have to change elections. This is killing our country. So where do we stand right now with, like you said, people are going, well, we have, you know, where's the evidence? What's actually going on right now in the counties?
Well, I think what Let My People Go does, Kate, is it casts a vision for how to take back those 3,000 counties. And I've been on this train since October of 21 with respect to this specific strategy, which is I don't want to deal with legislators that are, run by rhinos. I don't want to put my fate in an unaccountable judge's hands. They don't have a monopoly on the truth. And what you're finding, so many people have been punting the ball left and right and avoiding responsibility. But the county is aware this battle needs to be fought. So I love that you went right there, because you're basically dealing with an election supervisor or clerk, and that person alone certifies those black boxes that we use. It's not the SOS. It's not the Lieutenant Governor of Utah. It's not anyone but the person that that certifies that defective product for use, and they can say no. And so the only thing that's required to make them say no is to create a large enough population pool to show up to these local meetings, putting them on notice that this is a defective product. The other thing is that many of the purchasing contracts for these machines are negotiated and paid for at the county level. So they've got the power of the purse. They don't have to defund a defective product that facilitates fraud. And so the target audience has to be the clerks that certify the equipment for usage and the canvassing board. These are the folks that locally administer an oath and say, yes, we will certify the election results in our backyard. And the fact is, how dare they certify anything if they have no idea whether those machines have been subverted or not? And there are records that tell you exactly whether or not they have been subverted. Those are called cast vote record summaries. It should be made public. So where we're at right now
Hold that line. Hold that thought. I'm going to come right back after the break. Hold that thought. 1 second. Be right back.
Yeah, do I have to eat this?
Oh, honey, it's great protein. Don't be picky. Eat your crickets.
Many are following the lead of the United Nations to replace your meat diet with an insect diet. It's an all-out war on meat, farmers, and ranchers. Don't let new green policies place controls on your life and overall freedoms. It's time to get us out of the UN. Go to JBS.org or call 800-JBS-USA1.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back. Kate Daly Show. So happy to have you listening on a Friday. And of course, I'm going to be taking your calls, so make sure that you take down that number and call in 888-673-1450. And make sure and text Birch Gold as well, 989898, and get ready for what's coming and shore up what you've got with gold and silver, with gold. It's a fantastic way to take a step that you can take. There aren't that many things, you know, that we can do to shore ourselves up in that way. But if you have an IRA or you have a retirement out there, please shore it up with gold and buy gold and silver from Birch Gold, because I love them and I trust them. And this is why Ron Paul talks about them all the time, too. He loves them. And Steve Bannon, actually. So text 989898 while you've got your phone in your hand and text my name, Kate, K-A-T-E. I really appreciate that, because then I know you're going to get some free information, and you don't even have to utilize the information. Just get the information so you know. Professor David Clements is on with me, and I just love this guy because I know him, and I know his heart, and I know what he is all about, and he's just doing such a great service for people by getting this documentary done, Let My People Go. You were just about to kind of tell us where the counties are at in America.
Well, they're still constructed of mostly cowardice individuals as far as the county apparatus.
Right.
But we've secured several victories in some states, some counties, and those victories, it's like anything, there's an ebb and flow to evil. So even when you secure a victory, the enemy fights back. So I guess what I can tell you, Kate, is that we're in the midst of this battle, and I would compare it to like the game of Jenga, where I know there's lots of blocks, maybe 3,147 blocks that are stacked up together, and we're trying to strategically pull county by county places that can go to hand counting. In fact, there was a GOP primary that was done without the machines here in Texas that was run perfectly just a couple of days ago. You've got the Shasta County, California group that wanted to defund Dominion. They're in the fight of their life to maintain their positions there, but they're going machineless. The Matsu Borough in Alaska, they've outlawed machines there. The city of Milton that's done an election without the use of Dominion machines. And so there are victories if you look for them, but the election vendor providers are doubling down, trying to make it, you know, as difficult as they can by withholding funding. I know that's going on with you in Utah. Mm-hmm. There's a great victory in Claiborne County, Arkansas. And then basically the same thing happened there where a judge said you don't have to use Dominion, and then a Republican state rep basically said, if you guys don't use the machines, we're not going to fund your elections at all.
Yep.
And so we're still in the middle of the fight. And I guess all I can say is there's still only one way to pour a new foundation. That's just to do this the right way. So I think the next 8 months will continue with this narrative battle of going back to the old tried and true method of hand counting versus, you know, something that looks a lot like a casino.
Yeah. I know my commissioners here, not good guys. And they came out with this story, and they keep spilling this to people, and they're mocking people in my community that bring up election fraud by saying that the hand counting is less reliable. And everyone's sort of looking at these guys and knowing that there's so much corruption there. Because they have to keep this story afloat. And I'm sure that's the story you're hearing mostly from, that hand counting, we can't count on that with, and people would volunteer. So it's not like it would cost more, to oversee this. But is that what you're getting most of?
Yeah, silly hand counting. What we did in this country for over 180 years with no controversy over national results, election results in the same day. Silly hand counting. The thought of someone being able to count to 300 in a small precinct.
Yeah.
It's like the most foreign concept. It's cheaper. It's more reliable. In fact, when you've got machine failures, the way that they audit the machine failures is to do a hand count. So if it was less reliable, why would you default to something that involves human discernment? And so, there's so many lies about it, but that's because they're getting talking points from the vendors, and they like the status quo. The machines make sure that the quote-unquote right people get to power, and the average day patriot, good luck trying to get through a system that is created to make sure that you don't arrive in Washington, D.C. or your nation's capital.
You know, we're going to go to a break right now. Will you stay with me for another segment? I'll tell you, you know, it's been interesting to watch how the governors, it's never coming from the governors down, and that should tell everybody everything they need to know about the governors. It has to be the counties at this point. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Can you believe after all the recent violent protests, looting, and destruction, some communities are considering either defunding or abolishing the police? If you agree that now is the time when police protection is needed most, then it's time we stand up and support your local police and the communities they serve. Call 800-JBS-USA1 and request your free Support Your Local Police info packet. That's 800-JBS-USA1 and request your free Support Your Local Police info packet today.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back, Kate Daly Show. So happy you're listening. And thankfully, you're listening to two people that are not bought by the system. I have to say, it's a growing field out there when it comes to people being kind of co-opted out there. And I wish people could realize the extent to that, which is going on right now in America. There's a lot of people willing to put on the brown shirt. And what's interesting, too, is I did a show, Professor David Clements, my guest, I did a show about 30 to 40% of each county is now being infiltrated with our tax money in an effort to sort of buy allegiance and not speak up about government and not speak up about these things. And that is alarming. And I wish people would realize how our tax money goes to businesses, certain organizations, certain nonprofits, certain situations to buy them off and get them away from exposing any truth. And the system is large and vast. And you might need to speak to this because I think people really need to realize what we're up against, but also the hope of standing up to it, right?
Yeah. Well, if we were talking offline just mm-hmm. a second ago, and you know, we all have this idea of like who they are.
Yeah.
And the documentary really does showcase that they are consists of the Department of Homeland Security and many intelligence agency backed, corporate entities that have mastered a way to extort the American people. And the best way to do that is to have your hand on all the dials when it comes to elections. And people will refer to it, the good old boys club. Like, they never, mm-hmm. like, what is the good old boys
You're
club?
Right, right.
You know who the good old boys are in your town.
Mm-hmm.
And why is it that for whatever reason, they can always get the right land use change? Why is it that they're there presiding over school board curriculum that is satanic and demonic? Why is it that they let public health officials come in and impose mandates? And they're able to do this with impunity because of the system architecture. And so you see this, and it's almost like it's too conspiratorial to believe until you experience it. And we've all been under this thumb of tyranny, where I hope people can see it. I really do believe that people are seeing the problem as clear as they ever have in my lifetime, but it's been brought about through painful experiences. And, I guess the things that I do, Kate, aren't, mm-hmm. I don't think of them as brave or courageous. I have a greater fear of meeting my maker and being on the wrong side of history. And when you see just how egregious the things that have been done to our children, to our spouses, to our work colleagues, I would rather, deal with the IRS persecution, losing my home, and the slander in Google, because I know that history is going to judge me correctly. And that's like the litmus test for me. It might seem overly simplistic, but that really matters to me. Like, I could see in just the last 4 years that we are in that brown shirt territory that you're talking about. We are in this place where you make Faustinian deals to maybe pad your account, but can you go to sleep at night with a clean conscience? And I want to go to sleep at night with a clean conscience, whether that's in a jail cell or my own bed. I want a clean conscience, and I want to be able to look people in the eye and to simply say, I did what I could with what I had. And it served me well. And my children are healthy. We've got a loving home. I love my wife more than ever. She's completely committed to the same battle that I'm in. And while things are just falling apart around us, I can tell you this, our faith isn't, our commitment to one another. And we have found an upgraded, friends. We've got the best patriot friends on planet Earth, that many of which I didn't know prior to 2020. And so there's just a different quality of life. It's like you're around warriors. And I love getting up each day and partnering with other patriots around the country, everyone with their unique vision and skill set and talent base. And you know, just the other day, I had dinner with Dr. Peter McCullough.
Mm-hmm. I just had him on the show. Yeah,
and I'm like, okay, this is, how surreal is it? I'm sitting down with someone that I admire and respect so much, and I'm sharing a steak dinner with them. I mean, that's the trade-off, is if you're going to do courageous things, you might run into other courageous people, and that's its own reward.
So even after being targeted, even after all the things they put you through, and they try to hurl everything at you, you're still standing. And I really do hope people get that message that, you know, whatever they hurl at you, God is more powerful and can provide a way for you to be able to continue what you're doing, continue what I'm doing, right? And I always look to that. And my faith has only increased, and my faith in people has increased. And so no matter what they hurl at you, I hope people aren't afraid to whistleblow, to get out there, to expose it, to keep showing up to public meetings, to keep condemning the corrupt people in their government leadership. Because at the end of the day, like you said, I got to meet God. And I have a feeling that everyone's going to be asked, what did you do for liberty? What did you do personally to save free agency and liberty in this country? This great gift that we were given. And I hope the answer is so long. I hope that answer contains a whole lot of things that we did, because the fear of being targeted is making people go, oh, I don't know about that. And that's your message to them, is you're still standing. You're in a better place than you were even 4 years ago, because you're surrounded by warriors and you're surrounded by the idea that you can look yourself in the mirror and that you know that you're on the right side of truth.
Yeah, well, it's certainly the quality of life is different. And there's a time where, you know, I wanted to have my Sunday afternoons clear to watch a ball game. And now my skin crawls. And so, like, it's not even so much like I feel like I'm giving something up. It's just I don't want to keep the company of people that are so into their stuff and material, you know, lifestyle that they're losing sight of the times that we're living in, where we've got countrymen being locked up and thrown in the gulag, where people still think that Biden managed 81 million votes. Like, I don't want to be around delusional, depraved-minded people. And so, like, to me, you get up in the morning and you're fighting the depravity, you're fighting the propaganda feed, and there's meaning there. And doesn't mean that that's happiness. It just means that there's meaning. And I would much rather have a tough, sorrowful, yet meaningful existence than, you know, being hooked up to some opiate, pretending that everything's okay. I'm going to get mine while everyone else loses theirs. It's just such a pathetic way to live. And you see people that live that way, that they're empty, they're soulless.
I know.
And so there's a richer reward awaiting those that serve the Lord and take on that servant lifestyle. And after a while, it becomes intoxicating. Like, I get up in the morning, I'm like, I get the opportunity to serve people.
Yeah.
And it feels great.
Doesn't it, though? I love that. I do. I love that. Hopefully, you'll stay on with me for one more segment, because I want you to talk to people about what they can do in their counties right now to draw awareness to this. We are closer and closer to 2024. We haven't done what we need to do, and everyone's pretending like everything's okay, and it is certainly not okay. And so the idea of what one person can do, and I look at what one person can do with what you've done, and that's pretty amazing to me. I mean, I am blown away by all of your efforts and what you've been able to accomplish, Professor Clements. I think that you have done an amazing thing out there. And I know you're humble and you don't like that kind of praise. But let me tell you, he's done some amazing things in drawing awareness to this. Be right back. Don't go anywhere. Kate Daly Show. KateDalyRadio.com. Geez, I hope you share this hour of the show with everyone you know. Hold on.
Have you ever heard someone say, the system's broken? Sure you have. Well, it's not true. America's founders created a brilliant governing system that prevents us from having kings, queens, dictators, and even czars. We the people can replace every elected official in a span of 6 years if we so choose. Here at the John Birch Society, we believe the only way to liberty, prosperity, and national sovereignty is not only understand what's in our founding documents, but demand that every elected official adheres to them. The reason we have a ballooning, reckless, and corrupt government is because elected officials aren't following the Constitution. The John Birch Society is principled, coordinated, effective activism. We believe the Constitution is the solution. Join JBS and change America. Visit JBS.org or call 1-800-JBS-USA1 to get involved. That's JBS.org.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
I love this. I love songs that talk about the greatness of our country because we still have a constitution. Last time I checked, we can still, I know they're disregarding it at every turn, but we still have a constitution. Go to mypillow.com. Code word is Kate. It supports the show. It keeps me on the air. You can donate to the show. There's all kinds of ways to do that. Go to katedalyradio.com. Dally is spelled like Valley, katedalyradio.com. And if you scroll down, you'll see all the podcasts of this live show that you're listening to now. And the call-in number is there. And so I'll take calls in the next hour. And then also, my guest is Professor David Clements. Welcome back. And we were just talking off the air about what you can do, what are some of the things that somebody is listening right now and they think, okay, I'm going to display this courage. I don't want to get to the end of my life having done nothing for my country, for liberty, for this great gift that I've been given. What can I do right now?
I think we've got to start practicing how to, dust off the old civil rights books. There was a time where there was a civil rights movement where people locked arms, that they were willing to get sprayed by water cannons. They were willing to be arrested for equality. And we're afraid of experiencing that. And that means we're going to have to start testing some boundaries. So one practical thing that people can do is I'd ask for folks to get that free bootleg copy of Let My People Go and put it in a local theater with your local church group or conservative group, and gather hundreds of people to watch it. And there's a reason why I'm saying watch it first for the gathering, because as soon as you get done and you're red-pilled to the hilt on how the elections have been rigged, we turn those theatrical screenings, whether it's at a library or a community center, into a mock county commission meeting. And so oftentimes I'll do a screening, and then afterwards I'll say, okay, I need two volunteers to stand up front of the room with me. And then we inform the room that you're now at a county commission meeting, and the three people that are standing up front, we are county commissioners. I need two more volunteers. We have one person standing in one corner and the other. We have them pretend to be sheriff's deputies. And then we get a brave soul to stand up front, and we give them about a minute to tell us why we should get rid of the machines. And, of course, we're disinterested. We're rude. We talk down to them, and at some point we tell them to sit down. And the reason why we do this is we're actually trying to model to see whether or not there is the right reaction. And one of those reactions would be, did the person sit down when I told them to, or were they defiant? If they were defiant, great. More importantly, if they're defiant and I ask for the sheriff's deputies to come remove them from the meeting, what is the action of the crowded theater at that point? Do they stand up and lock arms with the person that's telling the truth, or do they sit there like sheep? And so we use it as a tool to train people in grassroots activisms to reclaim their local meeting. And we give them specific charging orders to fight back against the arbitrary time limits, to fight back about not being put on the agenda, be able to shout down a county commission that is not serving their interest. And so that's a very practical thing that people can do through the use of watching a film. But then they have to go someplace. They actually have to go and take that training to a real county commission meeting. And I hate to oversimplify this, Kate, but I told you this is the unsexy remedy that the country has to follow is we need to win by sheer force of numbers.
Yep.
It's as simple as that. And don't worry about the whole nation. Don't worry about what I'm doing over here. You worry about your own backyard. Can you scale and create a base of 300 people to show up at your meeting and say, we want nothing more to do with these rigged machines? We pay for them. We pay your salary. We pay for the air condition that's going on right now. These are defective products, and you don't have to certify their use. And that's the consistent focus that we have to start building across the country. So it's a practical thing, and I think it's the only place where you're going to make an impact, because you're not going to be able to prevail upon an entire sold-out legislature. You're not going to be able to control the judiciary, but you should have a better chance when you've got 300 people against 10 feckless local politicians in your backyard.
Oh, amen. Oh, my gosh. I hope people share this. Conservative talk radio can be really great, but it's been really damaging in one area, and that is to train us to only talk about Fed issues, the Fed, the presidency. And in talk radio, the numbers are real high during a presidential year every 4 years because people tune in because they think the presidential race is the biggest. We cannot vote somebody in to save us. We have to save our counties, but we can't go in with the same mindset that we've gone in before. And this is why we have the same people running the counties for 20, 30 years in politics, winning these elections, supposedly, and staying in office, because I guarantee people they are paying more in taxes, more loss of liberty, more loss of land. All the things that have been happening to you have been happening to you because the same 30 people are in there for 30 years. So we're trained to go only into Fed as an answer, but this can't come from the Fed down. Like you said, this has to go county to county to county to county. And I love what you just said about training people to deal with that, because people need to be trained in how to stand up, what that looks like. Don't sit down like a sheep. Stand there. Man, I love this.
Yeah, well, that's what we've been doing, Kate. We've done screenings and probably a dozen states already since December 15th, and I'm going to be hitting 4 states next week. And the idea is we're recruiting people. It's so easy. So, like, I'll actually lead these trainings, but after you've experienced one of them, there's no magic to someone going, okay, I think I can press play for a movie and invite people from my church to watch it,
right,
and then get done and say, okay, I need a couple volunteers to stand up here. We're going to treat someone like garbage at the front of the room. And we're going to have some people that will be playing sheriff deputy.
Right.
And when they don't do what I tell them to do, we're going to ask them to come, move forward, and remove this person. And I've personally been physically removed from meetings by law enforcement. And I've also been in rooms where the numbers were so great that they wouldn't think of it, because the commissioners knew that the optics were something that just was so hideous.
Wow.
And so the point is you want to reduce risk. Mm-hmm. You've got to treat the filling up of those rooms as important as your substantive understanding of the fraud. It's one thing to understand, but you have to understand that it's going to take a mob-like mentality of people showing up, and we haven't perfected that. That's what the founders did. That's how they defeated the British. That's how they responded to the olive branch petition being torn up into pieces, was they said, no more collectively. And unless we embrace history, it's going to be more hopium, more placing faith in idols that are going to let us down.
Yep.
And I'll just leave this with you, Kate. President Trump isn't going to save us. We need to save him. And people understand that's how we the people work.
Yes.
If we don't rise up to the occasion and meet him in the middle, at best, what do we get? 4 more years of sanity? I want a lifetime of sanity.
Right.
I don't want just one more term. And that's what we're fighting for.
David Clemens, Let My People Go. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I'll be right back. I'll take your calls. Don't go anywhere. Kate Daly Show, Kate Daly Radio.
Are you fed up with where our nation is headed? Here at the John Birch Society, we know how to fix a reckless, corrupt, and out-of-control government. It starts with patriots like you. We believe the only way to liberty and national sovereignty is to not only understand what's in our founding documents, but demand that every elected official adhere to them. The Constitution is America's only solution. Join the John Birch Society today. Visit us at jbs.org.
Check your political correctness at the door. It's time for the Kate Daly Show.
Finally, in SEAL training, there's a bell. A brass bell that hangs in the center of the compound for all the students to see. All you have to do to quit is ring the bell. Ring the bell, and you no longer have to wake up at 5 o'clock. Ring the bell, and you no longer have to be in the freezing cold swims. Ring the bell, and you no longer have to do the runs, the obstacle course, the PT, and you no longer have to endure the hardships of training. All you have to do is ring the bell to get out. If you want to change the world, don't ever, ever ring the bell.
What a great message. Don't ring the bell. So simple, right? Well, guess what? I'm going to take your calls. It's you and me, kid. Joe Wolverton will join us next Friday. And we had a scheduling conflict. So that hour before with Professor David Clements, boy, what a great hour of radio. We need more of that. We really, really do. And I hope that you are inspired by his courage. I hope that no matter what, no matter what's been hurled at him, he's still standing. He's happy. He's faithful. He's still standing. And I hope it's a message to all of us that no matter what comes down, I'd rather be on the side of truth. I'd rather be on the side of doing something than caving and not doing something. Don't you want your legacy for your kids and your grandkids to be that you've done something? That they could actually very quickly say, this is what my parent did or my grandparent did for this country, for freedom, for liberty. Don't you want that to be your legacy? I sure do. Man. All right, let's take a caller, shall we? Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, thanks, Kate.
You bet.
Really appreciated what the last hour was and with you. Professor Clements. One of the things that I've noticed, and maybe you've talked about this, because I don't get to listen every day I'd like to, is our county commissioners here in Washington County no longer have a time at the end of their meetings for public comment.
Yep.
The public comment period is now before the meeting even starts. You get the opportunity to sit down with one of the commissioners and voice your concerns.
And that's after vetting. That's after you have to, a week ahead, put your comment in, correct?
Not so sure on that.
Pretty sure that's how they
do it. But it's just, it's really sad that we live in a situation or in an area where people can't even go in and voice their opinion in public or present something in public. And what it really amounts to is they don't want to be held accountable for anything.
Right. You're right.
You know,
you're right.
Our county is one of these counties in our state that we don't deport anybody. We're a sanctuary county. Do the people that live here know that?
No. And you're speaking to the nation right now. So you're speaking to pretty much every county right now. And every county is about the same as what we have here.
Yeah, it's just, it's crazy. I appreciate your show. I appreciate what you do, not only for our community, but for the people in our country that listen to help people wake up. We need to wake up. We need to be actively involved. Yeah. They can't stop all of us.
Nope, you're right. You're exactly right. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too. Amen. I really, what happens in my county is happening everywhere. I have commissioners that are completely for censorship, although they pretend to love the Constitution. It's all pretend. I have commissioners who mock people for bringing up election fraud. Oh, you're so stupid. How you people are so stupid. You people are crazy. Conspiracy theorists. That's what they call them. Cave dwellers. And I'll bet that no matter where you're listening to this show from, you have the same thing. And that kind of power to control media, that power to censor, that power to shut people up, the power to end public comment, the power to belittle people, the power to make fun of people, the power to 100% violate the Constitution, 100% put their heads in the sand and pretend election fraud isn't taking place in this country, and then pretend to be conservative. If you're in a conservative state, you've noticed this. If they're lefty, loony liberals, they're just saying it. But your conservatives, a lot of them in power, not the people, but in power, are lying to you about it. They're lying to you. They're liars. I've never seen such a state of corruption all the way down to county level in my whole entire life as I see right now. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Okay, Mike.
Hi, Mike.
That was epic. His example of the mock county commissioner meeting was fantastic.
Amen.
Real quick, okay, so the reason I'm calling is really it's about the people, because we know who the county commissioners are and the politicians and all that. We know who they are. Mm-hmm. They're criminals, basically, that are just out of jail at the moment, okay? But, and like he said, and we've seen this in an example, that the when the people rise up, when they congregate enough, anything can happen. If I can give you an example from my county in Florida.
Please.
A few years back, there was an issue with whether the public should have free rein on the beaches or the beachfront property owners had private ownership of that beach. Okay, so it was kind of one of those things. The beachfront owners said, no, you got to get off of the beach because it's ours and da-da-da-da-da. So it was such a huge topic in our county that the people were so behind it that the county commissioners had to relocate the county commissioner meeting to the high school gym. Okay.
What?
It was so many people. No, wow. I'm not kidding. It was so many people that were showing up, and these county commissioners could not have voted quicker enough to vote for, the public should be able to go anywhere they want. Okay.
Oh my gosh.
So the point is, it shows that when the people congregate and they get behind something, and the county commissioners, they will bend like a piece of straw in the wind, right?
Yeah.
Okay. But here's the thing, and here's my criticism, okay, is that how do we take away all the comforts and distractions of people, A, mm-hmm. and then B, we have, and I won't even mention the name, but you have a lot of people that are still of the mindset that one person's going to save the whole thing, right?
Yep.
That's what we're kind of running against, you know, as conservatives.
So true. Man, is that so true.
Thoughts, comments, criticism?
You know what? What you're saying, I just want people to digest that for a second. Because, look, not one man can save us, just like what Biden is doing isn't destroying us as much as our county elected officials and state officials are killing us. Okay. Mm-hmm. So on the same page, not one person saves us. Not one person destroys us. Biden is eating ice cream. They roll his cadaver out to eat ice cream and go back into the freezer. He's not running the country. And when we get somebody in that we think is going to save it, he won't be running it either. Our counties, our states are the only place that we affect change truly that can that can actually maybe go up, you know, as the pendulum swings up, right? And so there's a reason that Agenda 30 targeted cities and counties, and they targeted and blanketed America with this, was because they knew that this would hurt us closer to home. When everybody did mask mandates, that was close to home. That was your public health department close to home. That was your counties close to home giving you hand washing tips, like you didn't know how to wash your hands as a full-fledged adult.
Right. Yeah.
And telling you how to behave and locking down your parks and golf courses so people couldn't even go outside in the sunshine. Counties did that. You know,
I know.
Yeah. So it wasn't who was sitting in the White House as much as it was, not they contributed, not as much as it was counties. So you're exactly right. Mm-hmm. This is where you affect it the most.
Right. You know, and if I can just add one thing, you know, this has just been a personal kind of a mindset for myself. It started back in COVID, and I had kind of brought up this thing, let's call it the great ignore, where we basically just ignore their mandates and what they tell us to do. And we got to, you know, wear a mask. You just ignore that.
Yeah.
And for the most part, I've adopted as much as I can to just ignore the federal government and the whole federal apparatus as much as I can.
Yeah.
Because to your point, you can't say they're irrelevant, but day to day, the vast majority of things that affect you, they are irrelevant. Okay.
Man, thank you. Oh man, I love your comments. Thank you so much. Let me play this. This was from the mask days. Here you go. Somebody standing up.
COVID came around, we kind of gave you guys a pass for trying to enforce the mask stuff because we knew it wasn't really coming from you, so we didn't want to ruin your day. Unfortunately, we can't do that this time because the government's going to push us around through you, so we have to push back through you. Unfortunately, we're not going to allow the need and desire to be cordial and polite to destroy the need for us to do smart things and avoid stupid things like putting something on your face that's not actually effective. So I don't want to do this. No offense at all. But just so you know, we're not going to let it slide this time. Sorry about that. No offense. Only love for you. But you're going to catch these ideological hands. And what I mean by that is you're going to learn everything about masks and how stupid what you're asking us to do is. And we're going to demand to talk to your higher ups, and they're going to get educated too. That's the way it's going to work this time. It's going to be awkward. It's going to be real awkward.
Amen. Hope we never fall into those traps again. I'm going to come right back. I have more clips. I'm going to take your calls. I want to hear what you have to say. I'm really interested in what you have to say on this. What gives you hope? What inspires you? What's gonna get people doing something? How are we going to save this country? Because the people save it. The people save it. Be right back. Kate Daly Show.
Self-reliance. It's not a phrase we hear much in our culture these days. It might conjure up images of pioneers, the West, rifles, strapping men, and strong women. But what does it mean for us in today's world? The New American Magazine has just released its latest collector's edition, Self-Reliance, Foundation of Freedom. In it, the New American authors outline the necessity of self-reliance for a free people, tips for self-reliant living, and the importance of not giving up hope. This unique edition includes articles on the self-sufficiency of the founders, preparing for a worst-case scenario, firearms, financial self-reliance, the importance of community, and many other topics by expert writers. Now, for a limited time, the New American is offering a bundle of three collector's editions, Self-Reliance, The Great Reset, and Trump World, for just $19.95. A great stocking stuffer, available at shopjbs.org. Visit shopjbs.org today.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
Man, that gets me choked up. You know, that's hard to do for me, too, because I'm not like a crier. I'm not like a, you know, I don't get super highly emotional, but that chokes me up. I'll play a clip for you from Jim Caviezel. And it's a good one. This is a good one. I'll just play it. Here we go.
The Bible is alive right now. We're all playing different characters. I got to play Jesus. But some of us are playing Judas. Many of us are politicians. See, there's three parts in this story. You got the good and you got the evil. But most, they're on the fence. That's most. And the fight is over that middle third. Well, I'm going to take as many of these middle third with me as I can. When Fox was doing this movie, they didn't want me. I'm not saying all of Fox doesn't want me. I'm saying at the power positions, they would not hire me, and I was one of their main guys. I did a movie called The Thin Red Line, and then suddenly after The Passion, I couldn't get a job. The studios wouldn't hire me, but see, they're all controlled by the central banks. People have to... Do you really think Biden is the president of the United States? Do you really think he's running our country? Please. Who above him? Who are the puppeteers? Here's how you'll know. Everything I've said is the truth. When they come out and they just blast me, they have to. They have no choice, because the devil has no choice in this matter. God is coming for him, and I'm talking about the Christ Jesus God. That is the one that's coming after him. There's a big storm coming, and they know it. So they have to go and threaten you. They fed their lies. Think about Monday. What happened? The Durham report was dropped. The FBI, the CIA, all of these guys are involved. Now, I know it's not all of them. The lower guys are probably just crying. But I'm asking you, warriors, to come out and tell the truth. If we would just unite. You know, I love that scene from Mel Gibson. I love that movie. When he runs out, where are you going? I'm going to pick a fight. Well, I'm here to pick one right now, because I'll do it for my children. I'll do it for your children.
What is this? Why is this film so... What is it about this movie that makes people in the film industry and other places not want to see it in theaters?
I'll give you one plain example. We had 1,500 patriots, people that were interested in seeing the film in Las Vegas. During one part of the film, everybody in the audience started whispering. And of course, you're watching the viewers to see if they're even interested in the movie, but they were very, very locked in. And at one point, they all started whispering, and I thought that was... I've never seen that before. So after the movie, I asked them a couple of questions, and then I had to ask, why were you whispering this one particular part in the movie? And I didn't pick up on it. And they all started screaming out, Epstein Island. Epstein Island isn't the only island out there where they have hurt children.
Love it. It's courage. It's courage. It's courage to be an actor in Hollywood and to come out and say, this is going on. This is what I believe, and really don't care if you call me a conspiracy theorist, because this is the reality of what's happening, and you can't ignore the reality. CIA loves it when we call each other conspiracy theorists, because they know that it's the end of a conversation that you should be having. And if they call you a name, then it discredits what your question is. That was the tactic. That's why they invented the word conspiracy theorist, or the label, is so that you wouldn't keep mentioning things, because then the label makes everybody look like, you know, to everybody, you're crazy. Not so crazy anymore, huh? Everything, well, not everything, but most things that we've talked about have come true. So you can't ignore that. And the courage to do what he did and to stand up, is he still working? Yes. Does he have different roles than he did in the past? Yes. Were they grooming him to be this, you know, leading man? Yeah. There was a movie with Jennifer Lopez early on in his career. Yeah, they were. but he's doing different roles. We have shows like The Chosen. We have all kinds of stuff coming out to our benefit, to help us. Don't ignore that. It's huge. Be right back. Get that courage. Be right back.
The John Birch Society has been working tirelessly since 1958 to preserve freedom, safeguard the Constitution, and restore our God-given rights. We continually educate voters and lead the freedom movement. Join us as we work against a tyrannical one-world government. United as one, we can defeat this conspiracy against a free America. JBS founder Robert Welch said, "Education is our total strategy and truth our only weapon." Go to JBS.org and join us in restoring this great nation.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
I'm so glad you're tuned in today. Boy, I love this country. I really do. It's worth fighting for. We still have it. In fact, we're starting at a better place than the founders. They had to create it. We've already got it established, so we have a lot to work with. We actually have an advantage. I know it doesn't feel that way a lot, but it's the truth. So, the best way that you can support Truth in Media, there's about 1% of us left. 5 years ago, I said there was about 5% left. There's 1% left now. And there's nobody in the local arenas, local level, telling the truth in community anymore. And that's what's so sad is that local talk show hosts are very, very controlled. And so usually they have to be approved by the politicians. I know, crazy, right? Politicians don't want to be exposed or outed locally on anything, so they won't let talk show hosts, you know, be out there with information on them. So they seek to censor. And so across America right now, you could drive from city to city, and in every community you won't find somebody that locally speaks out against what's going on, because it's pretty heavily controlled at this point. So that means we have to have more courage than ever to speak up, speak out, and visit my sponsors. The way to support the 1% left, like me, who's not bought and paid for, is to support us financially. We need you. I need you. There's lots of ways to do that on the website, katedalyradio.com, and keep me on the air speaking out about these things. If we don't support media, media has a way to reach a lot of listening ears and a lot of hearts and minds. And you can go construct a Liberty Project, or you can go build something that people can go to, but it won't have the same effect of the broadness of a message like this will, because we're being brainwashed daily. And so by mainstream media. So support the 1% that's left, because pretty soon we might not have a 1% left. Then what are you going to do? Okay. So if you want liberty to happen, liberty projects are great, you know, but they don't have that same impact as media does. Media can get messages out if they're honest and truthful. You'll feel that in your gut and in your heart when you're listening to truth, and that'll resonate, and you can't unhear it. And then what happens is those are the messages that get through. So while we still have our country, and while we still have 1% freedom of speech left, this is the time to support media. And we need help, because we don't get the big funding. We don't get the big dollars. We don't get the big, you know, we don't have any advertising as a show, nothing, because we can't. So we need your help. Okay. And while we still have it, it's your option. And support the people that support me, the sponsors that are actually willing to stick their necks out and actually support me, support them. Because I'm telling you that they need your business, and they'll help keep me on the air. And you're getting great products like ActivateFIQ.com, code word Kate. Go order something from them today. They have a new bone broth supplement. It's amazing. They just came out with it. All kinds of wonderful things. And also text 989898. Text my name, Kate. Get that free information. Go to preparewithkate.com. Get some food storage. Also go to mypillow.com and use the code word Kate. I can't stress that enough because we don't realize it's hanging by a thread now. 1% of media is telling you the truth. Completely. Okay. Here's a clip from Lara Logan. I want to play this first. The donkey and the lion. Here we go.
Donkey said to the tiger, "The grass is blue." The tiger replied, "No, the grass is green." The discussion heated up, and the two decided to went before the lion, the king of the jungle. The donkey began to shout, "Your Highness, is it true that the grass is blue?" The lion replied, "True, the grass is blue." The donkey continued, "The tiger disagrees with me and contradicts and annoys me. Please punish him." The king then declared, "The tiger will be punished with 5 years of silence." The donkey jumped cheerfully and went on his way. The tiger accepted his punishment, but before he asked the lion, "Your Majesty, why have you punished me? After all, the grass is green." The lion replied, "In fact, the grass is green." The tiger asked, "So why are you punishing me?" The lion replied, "That has nothing to do with the question of whether the grass is blue or green. The punishment is because it is not possible for a brave and intelligent creature like you to waste time arguing with a donkey, and on top of that, come and bother me with that question. The worst waste of time is arguing with the fool and fanatic who does not care about truth or reality, but only the victory of his beliefs and illusions. There are people who, no matter how much evidence we present to them, are not in the capacity to understand, and others are blinded by ego, hatred, and resentment, and all they want is to be right, even if they are not."
All these clips I'll be putting up on Kate Daly, Kate Daly Show, katedalyradio.com today. Just scroll down on the bottom of the homepage and you'll be able to find these and share these. Now, what does that look like, that story of the donkey and the lion here and the tiger? Here we go. This is Lara Logan.
The last 10 years, can you describe what precipitated your targeting?
Yes, reporting the truth about Benghazi. I was attacked by one of those NGOs that masquerades as a nonpartisan watchdog. In violation of its 501(c) status, it occupies a highly partisan position. I'm talking about Media Matters for America. I'm sure there's many doctors in this room, scientists who've been attacked by the same people. The same people that run that, David Brock, for example, another political assassin, now runs an organization called Facts First USA, which is designed to make sure that your research, Dr. Hazan, never reaches the people or the public. There are other organizations like Defeat Disinfo, which claims to be a PAC that goes after disinformation, particularly set up to target COVID and throughout COVID with General Stanley McChrystal and the other people that advise that organization. But what, you know, Senator Johnson, it's not a secret that these organizations exist. What is not widely known and talked about is that it's paid for by us. It's paid for by the taxpayers in your omnibus spending bills that get shoved through the House and the Senate against the will of the people of this country. There are cutouts for these NGOs. And what they do is they launder this money, they pass it from one NGO to the next, and in the name of preventing the spread of disinformation, they censor, silence, intimidate, and punish. I said that this is a death sentence for journalists. It's how you murder a journalist without killing them. It's how you murder a scientist without killing them. It's how you murder a doctor without killing them. It's how you murder the vaccine injured when they haven't died yet. It's how you finish them off and everybody else in their family. And it's time for people in this building who come to work every day here who's to serve us. This is the only country where we, the people, are the government. This is a government for the people, of the people, and by the people. And the same is said for so-called journalists. Del Bigtree, this man, has been targeted for simply going to the FDA hearings and filming them when they approve vaccines. Just filming them, not doing a thing, and putting that out and showing people there is no real approval process. They didn't actually do their jobs. And for that, he's been targeted for years, long before COVID ever hit. So it's time now for us to stop taking taxpayer funds to slit our own throats.
thank you. One of the many reasons I generally vote no on those. But thank you, Ms. Logan.
Laura Logan. Truth teller. Bold. Courageous. Looks herself in the mirror. Has integrity. Willing to call things out. You gotta respect that. That's amazing. Right? That's amazing. She was with 60 Minutes forever. She was with CBS forever. And then she finally went, hey, wait a minute. Wait a minute here. You gotta love it. Be right back. Kate Daly Show. KateDalyRadio.com.
Hey, America. How tired are you of mainstream corporate media's biased narratives and manipulated news? Their dishonesty and attempts to influence this generation have been exposed, put on display for anyone who's even half paying attention. But the New American Magazine has been an honest source of news and commentary for over 50 years. This is your opportunity to receive the stalwart of principled journalism at a deep discount. Picture a beautifully published magazine arriving at your doorstep twice a month, packed with insightful stories written with integrity. It's also available digitally on the New American's mobile app. Get up to speed with intelligent coverage from a freedom perspective. Right now, for a limited time, the New American is available to radio listeners at a 25% discount on a new subscription. Visit thenewamerican.com/radio25 and receive 25% off. Subscribe today at thenewamerican.com/radio25.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back. I'll let you in on a little secret today. I actually had a different show planned. I know, weird, right? This happens to me more than people know, and I don't usually mention it. I've mentioned it a few times through the years, but I had a totally different show planned. And, you know, I pray about what messages to deliver, what the show needs to be. And if I'm feeling like, I need to really kind of try to receive what I'm supposed to be doing, right? And this show just sort of evolved into what you've heard today. Isn't that crazy? And I think there's reasons that we need to hear these messages, I'm sure. So, secret of the show. I'm not doing the show I planned today. This was a great clip by Mr. Rogers, actually. I know, Mr. Rogers. Because he talks about the people that come out of the woodwork to help. And not just in disaster, like he's going to say, but in all ways. Like the Professor David Clements that comes out of nowhere, you know, to help us with understanding election fraud, the documentary Let My People Go. You need to go download that. It's at frankspeech.com and share it and have showings in your cities and things like that. But listen to Mr. Rogers. He makes a really good point. Here you go.
You know, my mother used to say a long time ago, whenever there would be any really catastrophe that was in the movies or on the air, she would say, always look for the helpers. There will always be helpers, you know, even just on the sidelines. That's why I think that if news programs could make a conscious effort of showing rescue teams, of showing who medical people, anybody who is coming into a place where there's a tragedy, to be sure that they include that. Because if you look for the helpers, you'll know that there's hope.
Yeah, or the guy that saves the day with a concealed carry, right? utilizing his Second Amendment right in this country to defend the life of another or a stranger? Or where is the news? Do they showcase the guy at the city council that speaks up and speaks out at the city council or the county commission meeting? Raising awareness? No. But you know he's there, right? You know people show up that do that. There's always the people that will be there for truth. And it's never been absent in our entire history. No matter what, even no matter how oppressed people were and have been, or whatever the situation is, there have always been the helpers. There have always been the truth tellers. There's always been the people that stood up. I guess the message is you can either be one of those or you can be contributing to the demise of this country. You can either be a helper. You can either be that person that everyone looks to in the storm, or you can be the person that wears the brown shirt, caves, does what they're told, doesn't speak up, acts like a sheeple, does everything they can do to help with destroying free speech, with doing all of those things. You can be either one of those, or you can be the helper. You can be the person that steps in, tries to save. And boy, I sure hope that we're the latter. I really do. I hope that at the end of your life, you can say that you did every single thing you could to help this country. In every county commission meeting across the country, we should have 500 people show up out of that community. Are there 500 people that care in every community about election fraud as we're nearing the 2024 election? I sure hope so. Why don't we have 500 people saying, do something? Because you put that kind of pressure on, you're going to get results. I guarantee. And I hope people put money into like the documentary showings. If you have extra money, put it into the 1% media that's still standing. Put it into the documentaries, the people that are trying to make movies about things, the showings, paying for the theaters, paying for billboards. We could have billboard messages all the time, all across the country that bring truth. There are so many things we could do. Pay for advertising, pay for all kinds of things. Use your money where it's going to count. Because I guarantee you, if the lefty loonies get their way and the neocons get their way, the money that you're not spending on saving this country, will you still even have that to spend? I mean, I know people just, you know, oh, well, I can only, you know, I can't do that much, so I'm not going to do anything at all. Why aren't you? Why aren't you? There's so many things we could do. Truth trucks, trucks with messaging, all kinds of things. There's so many ways to get people awake. And if the people on the left are using their money to destroy this country, then the people on the right, okay, if we're going to go sides, use your money to save the country. Use your means to save it, right? Let's do important things with that money. Because at the end of the day, they get their way. This country is completely diminished. Are you still going to be able to make that money anyway? I mean, what are you doing? Are you just kind of saving it for what? That's what kind of, it just is shocking to me. It's like, oh my gosh, the building's burning. Throw water on it. But everyone's going, I think I'll keep my water. I mean, I like my water. Wow. Where are we at right now? Use your money for good. Do something great with it. Do something that has anything to do with liberty. I mean, my gosh, we have so much ability here and wealth in this country, but we don't do anything to save ourselves, you know? There are people putting their money where their mouth is. Look at Mike Lindell. Look at some of these people that have put their money where their mouth is. You know, look yourself in the mirror. What are you doing? You're not going to have those means anyway if they get what they want. In the full arc of communism, you don't get anything. You don't have the ability to go make that money. You don't have the ability to keep that money. So it's an illusion anyway, really, at the end of the day. if we don't do what it takes to shore up the very country that gives you the ability to do, to make that money. Once that's gone, you don't have that. Hate to be that dire, but it's the truth. Wish people got that message. You guys have been amazing today. Thank you. And thank you for letting me do the show that I wasn't planning on doing. But there you go. For whatever it's worth, people needed to hear this today. Be faithful, be fearless out there. Be faithful, be fearless. Fearless. We need fearless. Thanks, you guys.